Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension, a podcast network. A podcast partnership between Purdue University Extension and Indiana's most listened to farm radio network, Hoosier Ag Today.
Welcome to Your Health, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension podcast network, where we connect you with practical tools to help individuals, families, and communities thrive. I'm your host, Greg Allen, and today we're talking about something that can make a real difference this time of the year, taxes. More specifically, the VITA program, which stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. If filing taxes feels overwhelming, confusing, or expensive, VITA might be exactly what you're looking for. It's a free service designed to help qualifying individuals and families prepare and file their taxes accurately, and often find refunds or credits they didn't even know they were eligible for. So today we'll learn how VITA works, who qualifies, and how Purdue Extension helps connect Hoosiers to this valuable resource. I'm happy to be joined by Ashley Pyland, a Health and Human Sciences Extension Educator with Purdue University Cooperative Extension, specializing in financial resource management. Ashley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you.
So for listeners who may not be familiar, what exactly is is it VITA or VITA program?
It's VITA. So it's a federal free tax program. VITA stands for Volunteer Income Tax Assistance. And it's sponsored through the IRS. This is our second year receiving the grant. And it's free tax prep for anyone that makes under $67,000 a year. Basic returns. And it's offered across the United States, which is the best thing.
You gave a couple qualifiers there, but that were general qualifiers. But who typically qualifies for the VITA services?
A lot of people. there is an income guideline. But for the most part, it's under $67,000 a year, which is a large population of families in our state, actually. I know Marion County, they did probably close to 5,000 returns. That's a new area that we absorbed. And then with our network last year, we completed 1,600 returns.
I'm in Marion County myself, and so I assume that the clientele age demographic would probably be more on the higher side, elderly. Is that a fair assessment, or?
To be honest, we get a lot of families that in Marion County. There's a lot of families that are in poverty levels to seniors. We do have. That's partnered with the IRS's VITA program. It's AARP, and then they have a special program called TCE, which is designed just for the seniors and elderly.
And why is VITA such an important resource for these families, these individuals that we were just talking about?
Tax time is often the largest financial moment of the year for working families. It's the opportunity to get refunds, a large amount of refund, where they can catch up on bills, reducing their debt, building stability. It's a huge opportunity for these families to just add to their savings.
And with you being an expert in these matters, what kinds of tax credits or benefits do people often miss without a help? You know, like the earned income tax credit or the child tax credit, you know, things like that.
Those are going to be the two popular ones this year with the One Big Beautiful Bill. There's some new opportunities for families. And the best part about VITA is all of our volunteers are trained through the IRS, where they can make sure that they're going to capture those pieces and making sure you're getting all the credits and deductions that you may qualify for.
You mentioned Madison County, but how does Purdue Extension's Health and Human Sciences program support or partner with other areas through VITA locally?
So this year we've expanded tremendously. We have 18 sites and we are now in 10 counties, which is amazing. The beauty part about VITA, there's also additional component where if participants are capable of completing their returns for themselves, they can go to myfreetaxes.com and complete their return for free. Again, it's same guidelines. I believe it's under 60 or 70,000 a year, but again, they can do the return for free, and it falls into the IRS's free program, basically, that they offer. I know there's a lot of proprietary tax prep places in Indiana, particularly, where participants are often asked to purchase a RAL loan, which is, you know, where they can get their return right away and quickly, which is, comes with a lot of fees and interest. Whereas the VITA program and the MyFreeTaxes.com, you can do all of that for free with no penalty. And it's the same amount of time that you would get your refund as if you went anywhere else.
Talking with Ashley Pyland, HHS Senior Extension Educator, about the VITA program. Coming up, we'll be finding out how you can benefit from the VITA Services Program when we return to Your Health.
There's so much fear when people realize people have hit rock bottom. Sometimes what can make that difference with that person is just the fact that somebody acknowledges them. Sometimes just not being afraid to start that conversation and just be that ear for that person. And that may be the one thing that could change everything.
Farmer suicide rates are significantly higher than the general population. That's why Purdue Extension offers the Purdue Farms Trust Team to offer help when it's needed most.
Show your support for Indiana FFA by attending the Blue and Gold Gala. It's Saturday, February 28th at the Barn at Bay Horse Inn in Greenwood. The evening begins with a cocktail reception and silent auction at 5, dinner at 6, and a live auction to cap off the night. All proceeds benefit Indiana FFA. Join us as we support ag education and career development for Indiana's next generation of ag leaders. For more information and to reserve your seats, visit INFFA.org.
We're back with Your Health, a podcast from the Hoosier Ag Today presents your Purdue Extension. And we're talking with Ashley Pyland today. Ashley, again, thank you so much for joining us. What should someone bring with them if they're planning to use a VITA site?
When you are going for your return, to complete your return, make sure you always bring in a current state-issued ID. That could include a driver's license, passport. It just has to be current. I know we actually had this question recently. Their ID expires on the 2nd. So make sure those are current and ready to go. You'll want to make sure you bring in your Social Security cards for you and all the participants or everyone that you're claiming in your household, as well as your wages, any W-2s, any gambling pieces that you might have, 1099s. So any tax documents that you have, make sure you bring those with you for your appointment or walk-in. And it's also a good idea to bring your returns from your previous year. Those are always helpful. It's another way where the VITA or your tax preparer can review everything and make sure everything from the prior year is correct, but also making sure you're getting all the same deductions and credits that you've received before.
And you talked about how the program has expanded. You mentioned, 16 locations. How can listeners find a Vita location that's near to them?
So if you go to Purdue Extension Vita Program and you just Google that, that'll take you right to our link on our website. Our website is so amazing. That's blood, sweat, and tears coming to, front force right here. But you can access your locations on our website. You can also go to the IRS Vita locator. So if you're not in Marion County or you're, let's say, in South Bend, you can go on there, put in your zip code, and find a Vita site near you. But you can also go to the My Free Taxes and get your taxes completed yourself for free.
What advice would you give to someone who maybe feels intimidated about getting their taxes done, or maybe even, there could be some embarrassment that comes with it?
Well, when we start talking about financial topics, anything that deals with finance, it's always a sensitive topic for everyone. And what's nice about Vita, you go through different stages. You have a tax preparer that's completing your return, and then it also goes through a quality review. So it's a two-step process. So you have multiple people checking the return. Everyone that's been volunteering with Vita has been with the program for quite some time. This is my 15th year with the program. In my prior life, I've worked with Vita for many years. And we have all different ranges of volunteers, but most of them have been with the program for years. So there's a lot of passion that's involved with this and making sure families are getting good quality returns at a trusted place and where they can feel safe.
So then are there opportunities for community members to volunteer with Vita? And if so, how can they get involved?
Absolutely. We love having volunteers. We will put you through the training. The training is very easy. We're trying to accommodate all of our volunteers. And you can go onto our website. There's a link where if you're interested in finding out more about volunteering, fill out the information and I will get back to you directly.
Ooh, that's can't ask for anything better than that. And then final question here, Ashley. One more time, how can people take best advantage of the Vita program?
The biggest thing is find a Vita site near you. These are free programs. In Marion County, we do partner up with Legal Aid Services. So at any point in time that you have any questions about your return or you're having trouble making your refund, making your payment if you owe, we partner with Legal Aid, Neighborhood Christian Legal Clinic, all these great resources that's offered across our state to really help families in whatever area that they may have issues in, or if it's just getting ahead. And the best thing about being connected with the Vita program, there's so many financial coaching available and financial education components that's tied to it. Within Purdue Extension, we are offering financial education asset building programs that's virtual. And depending on what county that you're in, you'll have some live classes as well. So those are all available to anyone and everyone, even if you don't participate with the Vita program. But these services are there and they're free. And it's just that one step to getting closer to gaining that control over your finances.
What a great program. My guest today, Ashley Pyland, a health and human sciences extension educator with Purdue University Cooperative Extension, specializing in financial resource management. This has been such a wealth of information. Ashley, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you. thank you so much for this and sharing the word about VITA.
Today's conversation is a great reminder that help is out there and it's free. The VITA program gives people access to trusted trained volunteers who can walk them through the tax process and help them keep more of their hard-earned money. If you'd like to learn more about VITA or other programs offered through Purdue Extension's Health and Human Sciences, visit extension.purdue.edu or contact your local Purdue Extension office. Thanks for joining us today. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, share this episode with someone who might benefit, and tune in next time as we continue exploring ways Purdue Extension supports healthier, stronger communities across Indiana. I'm your host, Greg Allen. Thanks for joining me today.